It's Helping Hand, weekly feature airing statewide on HPR1 stations every Friday afternoon, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived online. Every week, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about a brand new organization on Helping Hand. It's a national nonprofit. They were founded back in 1974, so they're certainly not new, just new to us. They provide access to dental care and education for people who cannot afford it and have a permanent disability or are elderly, age 65 or older, or who are medically fragile. It's not only a great opportunity to hear about the services they're offering to these vulnerable groups, but it's also a whole lot of room to join their team and offer support to those in need. They have a lot of ways that they could be supported by people with medical skills and otherwise, and they have quite a waiting list for those seeking their assistance locally. We're going to hear about it today with our guest on Helping Hand, speaking on behalf of Dental Lifeline, where he is their VP for their board of directors. It's Dr. Rohinton Patel, director of Hawaii Pacific Dental Group, and our guest today on Helping Hand. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you here, and great to be put in the spotlight on Dental Lifeline. And this is it's a national organization, and you take some time to paint a little picture of who they are, how maybe you got involved with them, and who they're looking to help.
Great, yeah. So Dental Lifeline Network, it's a national nonprofit organization. We have about 15,000 dentists around the country that serve, we're almost about 16,000 patients a year that are treated with our donated dental services. So we call it the DDS program, the Donated Dental Services program.
Right.
We really cater to patients that have some type of developmental disability or have some medical fragile issue. They are oftentimes elderly, not necessarily though, and they really, they don't have any enough financial resources nor any else, no place to turn.
So it's basically, and it's not, and to clear, dialing in on the disabilities, is it just developmental disabilities or any
kind? It's not just developmental disabilities, yeah, but you know, that's one of our main focuses,
sure,
of course.
Absolutely. And so folks who have a disability, who are elderly, medically fragile, and I'm also reading, and so of those three groups, is it in addition to that people who don't have funds in general or just those three groups?
You know, I think it's a case-by-case basis, but it's initially meant to serve those first three
sure.
groups that we just talked about.
And a very three groups that are all vulnerable, and this is exactly the kind of thing that we try to highlight on Helping Hand. And the organization, in researching it, founded back in 74. How long has it been active here in the islands?
You know, it's been active for several years in the islands here with a strong focus. We have about 110 dentists in the entire state that volunteer on our volunteer list, inclusive of general dentists and specialists. And we have about 27 dental laboratories in Hawaii that are also signed up.
How many?
About 27 labs.
And the labs, explain to the layman like myself, forgive me for even needing to ask, but just so I understand it better. So you need the labs for, how does that work? What is that?
And that's a great question. So basically a dental laboratory will help us make a denture, for example, for a patient that needs to have several teeth replaced. And therein lies a challenge for us for funding. And we're looking for our public to support the community with some donations to help the laboratories get paid for their services, at least for the raw materials, since they're volunteering and giving their time free, as are the dentists. But the materials are the hard point where the laboratories could use some more funding to help us treat more patients that are in need. There is a big waiting list already.
Right. I mean, 70, I don't know if I said it on the intro, but I understand it to be like at least 70 plus patients.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. So, you know, it's also a call out to all the local dentists in our state. If they're not aware of this program, it can be found at dentallifeline.org. And there's a great abundance of information. It's really simple to sign up, and it's real simple as well for the public to donate.
And further on that note, so dentists who are interested would, or like yourself, like, well, let me dial back. So how did you, what got you to be part of this?
Yeah. Several years ago, I had a patient, I was volunteering, and there is a person, we were at the food bank that didn't have any dental insurance, that had a lot of outstanding dental needs, and was a disabled veteran, didn't have anywhere to turn. And upon just a very little bit of researching, I found the Dental Lifeline Network, got him involved with the network, and they have to go through a process to be matriculated to be a patient that qualifies for service, in which case they would contact our liaison, which I think you'll give the information for in a moment. And once they pass that interview process and they get matriculated through, then they're entered a waiting list whereby a dentist will volunteer and say, yes, I would like to take this case, and they will initially see that patient for an initial consultation.
Okay.
So, you know, if there's a person out there that doesn't have the financial resources and nowhere else to turn for dental treatment and that's in need of it, and they qualify under, you know, either a medical fragile condition or they have a developmental disability, they're elderly and they're in need of help, I would encourage them to contact the Dental Lifeline Network and see if they're a candidate that can be treated under our nonprofit organization's hand.
And so, but you were, how, so you were made aware of it, that part is the part of
it. So I was made aware of it when I was looking to help a patient in the community that didn't have anywhere else to turn. And once I found this, I've been involved ever since. I've never looked back. It's just a wonderful organization.
The requirements when it comes to, so let's say we have people who have a disability, somebody who's old, somebody who's medically fragile. Those are basic requirements. Are there, let's say a person needs some sort of dental service and they fall into one of those three categories. Are there any other costs for them or other sorts of, do they need any other requirements or costs that we should know about that those patients would be required to deal with?
Yeah, those patients at that point then are not charged a dime for anything. It's completely voluntary. So they're basically getting everything for free.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
That's the way it should be. And then the funding for you guys, I'm going to imagine, because they've been around a long time, but then they have all these different locations to deal with. How does the funding get taken care of? Like, how does this organization get their funds?
And that's a great question. You know, a lot of our funding comes from the Department of Health in the state of Hawaii, additionally from our national foundation.
Okay. And then there's a percentage of donations, I'm assuming, too.
There are, and that's where we would like to see an increase, the Hawaii Dental Service, HDS, has also given us a very nice large grant, which has helped us out tremendously.
So from your website, I see that it is statewide with the exception of Hawaii Island, unless the patient is developmentally disabled. What's the story with that?
You know, it's... On the Big Island, it's an issue of us finding more volunteers.
So that's a real deficit in terms of folks.
So that's a deficit on the Big Island, that we need more dentists volunteering in labs, because there's also a backlog of patients on that island. But we've been making some good headway, and there's been a few dentists of recent that have signed up with our organization. So it's very encouraging. We would like to see more of it, of course, if we could.
And so a person is listening, and they're thinking, I'm a dentist, or I'm a dental hygienist. I work for a dentist. Maybe I could talk to my boss, or maybe I could get involved. I guess I have a couple questions in there. So first, on the back end of that, do you need other people besides dentists who are support people, or do you need just the dentists?
We really need just the dentists at this point, and we need the dental laboratories.
And the dentists, so a dentist is listening. He says, I want to do this. On their end, I think you said it, but I want to make sure I understand it. So patients come in, there's a list of patients, of potential patients. These are people who need this service. They qualify in our three areas of qualifiers. And you sort of, a dentist who has agreed to be part of this will have that list gets sort of provided to them, and they can say, I'll take this patient.
Yeah, I mean, the dentist doesn't have to accept the patient if they don't feel comfortable by any means whatsoever. But yeah, then they're given a little dossier of the patient's history, and then they can, at that point, make the decision to invite them to their practice to have a consultation to see if it's something that they're in the scope of treating.
And it would be at their practice.
Yes.
So that's how that works. So that's how the facility is. So it would be they're donating their time and their facility and their equipment.
They're donating everything and all their labor. Basically, the parts get covered by the laboratory who donates that.
And they're donating their staff's time.
Correct.
Right. So Correct. So it's not out of the question that somebody who works for a dentist who's hearing this could bring it to the awareness.
Absolutely.
Because that may be a form of just sort of like what we're doing. That's how the message gets there.
And that's what this is all about.
Right. So anybody who's connected to a dentist, really.
Or a patient of a dentist.
That's a large group of folks.
That's
right. I mean, if you have a kind dentist who is a giving, decent person in your life in any capacity, brother, sister, if you're their patient, you work for them, you can suggest it to them and let them know about it, and
they could take
a look at dentallifeline.org to see if it's something that they wanted to participate in. So I'm deriving from this that you don't need supplies, equipment. I mean, and you'll know better than me, but I always like to put it out there because we have a very affluent audience of folks all over the state, one of the biggest during drive time. So I know we need dentists because they'll do the work at their place. I know that we need the labs because they help process things like dentures and other dental apparatus, I guess, that needs to accompany it. But supplies, equipment, actual physical space to work, board members, cash for your mission, cash donations, other resources. We're thinking about the broad spectrum of ways that anyone could help just to add to the obvious requests for dentists and for labs. Are there other things that we could do to support you?
You know, I think the biggest call in our community locally is monetary support to help our laboratories achieve a quicker turnaround time for all the patients we have in our list. You know, I think we have a lot of great dentists in our community that have great hearts, and over 100 dentists already in the state of Hawaii that are signed up for this. And nationally, the average is about 10% of the dentists in the country volunteer for this.
Wow.
But we'd love to see that number go up more if possible.
That's pretty high. You know, we don't even have 10% of the audience donating. 10% of the people who listen to the station don't even donate. So of all available dentists, you're actually beating HPR's donation rate from listeners.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest privileges of our profession when we can see people being altruistic in our profession. And it's a sense of pride. We like to say that number throughout our country that are standing up.
It's
to
huge.
Help us. It is.
1 in 10 dentists volunteering.
One in 11 maybe.
It's like
9 to 10%. It's pretty great though.
It's a very nice thing, and it sends a message because sometimes one can go through their whole life and not realize the value of giving back. Sometimes it takes a terrible wake up of some kind, but other times it can just be as simple as hearing a call for help. And that's just a beautiful thing. Let me give some contact information for the organization. DentalLifeline.org to learn more about it. DentalLifeline.org/Hawaii will take you right to the page relating to the Aloha State. You can give a call toll-free 888-235-5826. If you would like to send an email, Margaret Petrick is the contact, and that's MPETRICK@dentallifeline.org. And that can be both if you fall into one of these categories and you'd like to get some dental work. Obviously, they have a waiting list, but they do want to look out for people who are disabled, elderly, 65 or older, or who are medically fragile. And if you're a dentist or want to make a contribution to support their helping to fund the dental labs, or if you're a dental lab and you want to come on board, or you have any other way that you want to support them that perhaps they haven't realized or that you could offer, you can contact that email address. You can find all the contact information, of course, very easily at hawaiipublicradio.org, where we have the contact information, the radio feature, the full-length interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests all waiting for you archived. Just look for Helping Hand under the news links. Other aspects of the program, or perhaps experiences with it that you want to share, or elements of it that I have failed to ask you about?
You know, there was a great moment I got the privilege of enjoying when we helped a patient that was a speaker for the Special Olympics as well. Once we helped rehabilitate his entire mouth, not only I feel like his self-esteem was greatly improved. He was so happy, and he bought us a kind little gift of a box of coffee. And I thought it just meant the world to me. It gave me a very humbling feeling at the bottom of our hearts. But I couldn't believe someone did something like that for us that had almost nothing and still made the effort to show such a level of appreciation, just made our day And I've talked to a lot of dentists that volunteer with us with this organization. They'll have similar stories across the board. And it's just the best thing in the world.
And it's very humbling. And your health is like, you're stuck here in this physical vessel for whatever reason. And that's sort of the big item, and if stuff isn't working right on it, somebody who can help you with it becomes a really critical person. And when you're in trouble and in a vulnerable situation, to have somebody roll up their sleeves and volunteer to look after you is just...
And, you know, the greatest thing is we keep in contact with a lot of our patients. We started helping many, many years ago, and we still know them to this day and take care of them. And, you know, we fostered a great relationship with them.
How long have you done it?
A little over 7 years now.
It's outstanding. It's very, it's powerful stuff to give back in whatever capacity. Well, the door is open, and, you know, don't be a stranger. Obviously, you've been a supporter of HPR. I've even had the privilege of pitching on air with you in the past. But if there's ever an emergency, something that's going on, just several months down the road, we'll have you back on anyway, just to get an update on the program. But please know the door is open. It's Dental Lifeline, VP for their board of directors. He's also director at Hawaii Pacific Dental Group, Dr. Rohinton Patel. Just a huge honor to support this organization and to have you on Helping Hand. A real privilege today. Thank you.
The privilege is mine. Thanks again, Dave.